From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. South Korea's Olympic outreach achieved a diplomatic breakthrough Saturday when President Moon Jae-in was invited to meet with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in Pyongyang. A letter from Kim Jong-un articulating his willingness to improve inter-Korea relations was delivered to President Moon by Sister Kim Jo-young during a lunch for the North Korean Olympic delegation at South Korea's Presidential Blue House. The invitation not only set up the possibility for the first summit in 10 years between the leaders of North and South Korea, but also validates an accomplishment for President Moon, who has been advocating for increased dialogue and engagement with North Korea to reduce the potential for conflict in the region. Syria has responded to what it says is new Israeli aggression following an Israeli raid in the center of the country. Israel says it shot down an Iranian drone that was launched from Syria after it entered Israeli territory. Also, an Israeli fighter jet was downed by the Syrian army with anti-aircraft fire. The mother of U.S. journalist James Foley, who was murdered by the Islamic State, and Nicholas Hennen, a former hostage of the group, say they want the two recently captured British IS fighters to stand trial and be brought to justice. Diana Foley spoke about the detained British jihadist.
I hope that there will be a public trial so that they can be held accountable for their crimes. And I would hope detained for the rest of their life.
Hennen says that the two need to stand trial in London, not in Syria. He spoke about being held captive. The British jihadists were captured in Syria and now being held there. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump has blocked the release of a Democratic rebuttal to a Republican memo alleging FBI abuses of power during a probe in Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. The president okayed the release of the Republican memo, which claims the FBI improperly obtained a warrant to spy on a former Trump campaign advisor and his connections to Russia. The United States is ramping up pressure on regional and local Islamic State operatives and facilitators. It's part of an effort to shut down the terror group's global financial lifeline. The U.S. Treasury Department Friday announced sanctions against a series of individuals and companies from Somalia, Turkey, and the Philippines, describing the moves as part of a larger campaign targeting networks that helped give the terror group access to money, weapons, and even drones. At least one of the individuals is already in custody. President Trump has signed a bipartisan budget bill. It ends a brief U.S. government shutdown and adds hundreds of billions of dollars in spending on domestic programs, disaster aid, and the military. Catherine Gibson is a VOA's congressional correspondent.
I don't like to give details about...
In order to get this compromise deal and get some Democrats in there to win those votes over, they did have to increase non-defense spending. One of the things that Democrats are very happy about that's in this deal is a 10-year CHIP deal, which is basically an insurance program for children. That'll be very helpful in terms of selling this deal back to their constituents back home.
White House officials said the lack of a signing ceremony indicated that Mr. Trump's displeasure with the last-minute additions that will further add to the government's ballooning deficit. Britain's Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson visited Bangladesh's capital, Dhaka, where he discussed the agreement with Myanmar to complete the volunteer Rohingya Muslim refugee who sought safety in Bangladesh after experiencing violence in Myanmar's Rakhine State.
We all in the international community need to work out how we can solve the issue on the other side of the border. And what we all want to see is safe, dignified, and secure returns for the people, for the Rohingya, back to their place of origin.
And since August last year, more than 680,000 Muslim Rohingya and a few hundred Hindu Rohingya have fled to Bangladesh. At the Winter Olympics in South Korea, sports fans flocked to the cross-country skiing center to see athletes compete and grab the first Olympic medals in the Pyeongchang Olympics. Two Americans were among fans there, and the 2018 Winter Olympics officially kicked off Friday with a parade of athletes and more. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.